My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
His assistant general manager is Lance Newmark. He actually spoke today, and he doesn't speak very often, so this was kind of cool to see him meeting with the media after the roster cut down and the offseason that's now come and gone, as week one really kicks off officially after the holiday day off for the players on Monday. And they're actually going to be at the facility on Monday working, I guess I should say, but that'll be the next time that they're there, because they're getting the day off tomorrow. But Newmark talked about the fact that they got more done, that they were able to make more moves, and that from whatever the expectations were for this front office going into the offseason to what they were actually able to accomplish, they did more than he anticipated in Ashburn today with the media.
Well, it's been a very active 5 or 6 months, whatever it's been. Every day we've come in here with the attitude of trying to get this better, to make this team as competitive as it can be right away, while also trying to build a team that's going to be competitive for the long haul. So every day we just try to find ways to get better, try to find ways to improve our roster, improve our process, whether it's free agency, whether it's the draft, whether it's workouts, whether it's going back on guys that have been hurt. We try to look under every rock and find every opportunity to improve, and we're trying to do that as fast as we can.
What do you make of it? Because I think you and I at different points have kind of been both excited and occasionally whelmed. Not under or overwhelmed, but whelmed with what they've been able to pull off. It was a busy offseason. The quantity was there.
Yeah.
The quality maybe was underwhelming some, in the sense that we both wanted like a really good wide receiver. We both wanted a really good tackle. And clearly, if he's coming out saying, we did more than we thought we'd do, what they thought was going to happen going in and what we were kind of expecting were two different things.
Yeah, so they kind of showed you what the thought was. Taking over a dreadful roster that went 4-13 needed a lot of turnover. And the way I interpreted it was, we didn't think the Bobby Wagners of the world would choose us. Right? You know, like a guy that's going to be in demand, where you'd go, we're going to sign you to a one-year deal for not that much money. Bobby Wagner would go, choose... You wouldn't think it's Washington, because it hasn't been in decades. You would choose, I don't know, someone that's going to be good, or a team that's on the ascent. Like if Houston offered Bobby Wagner the same amount of money, you'd probably choose there. That's a team that's on the rise. But maybe you won more of those little battles or those face-offs, or you got guys that you weren't sure you were going to get. You know, it's like a college coach. You're waiting for signing day, six different five stars. You're hoping for three of them, and you got four. Doesn't necessarily mean you're going to win everything, but it's maybe more than you thought. That was my guess as to what he meant.
I just took it to mean we made a lot of moves. You don't normally make this many moves. I mean, by the time the season starts, there's going to be probably 35 players out of 53 that were not here to last season. Think about that. There's not another team in the league that can say that. That is a massive overhaul. So I just think he means, how many teams went out and signed 25 free agents in the first couple of weeks of free agency? like the Commanders did. I think it's a quantity conversation that he's having. He came from Detroit, where he was instrumental in helping to build what was a really, really good team with Brad Holmes, the general manager there. Dan Campbell, Ben Johnson, Aaron Glenn leading that coaching staff as the head coach and the coordinators. But I always wonder, when you go get a guy, the way that I would do it, and that's what Adam Peters did, who are the ascending awesome teams in my conference? Let's bring as many of those people in that built that so that they can replicate it here. How do you take those previous experiences, like putting together a Lions team where you've got Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery, Craig Reynolds in the backfield, and Amon-Ra St. Brown with Jameson Williams, Khalif Raymond, Isaiah Williams at receiver, and a tight end room with LaPorta and Brock Wright and Parker Hesse. Like, they're loaded everywhere. Really good line. Goff and Hendon Hooker at quarterback. They're stellar on defense. There just aren't holes on that team. He was a part of that operation. So how do you try to then implement that here?
Going back to, you know, you brought up Dan Campbell, and I think there's a lot of similarities between Coach Campbell and Coach Quinn in terms of they really believe in team. They really believe in brotherhood. They really believe in, you know, character and love of football. I think that the kind of people we're trying to get here believe in football. They believe in work. They believe in, you know, team first, and just that mentality that you see, you know, anybody, anywhere, anytime. There's really people that love to be around the game day in and day out. And I think that's what we're trying to do here. And it's similar to what I've done in the past.
As far as slogans go, and that's like Hall of Fame tough guy slogan, anybody, anywhere, anytime. I kind of like it. Like, it looks good on a t-shirt.
Yeah, you need stuff like that.
I mean, it is such a football cowboy bit. Like, anybody, anywhere, anytime, I'll fight you in a bar and I'll fight you in my living room. I'll just fight. Because I'm a fighter.
We'll do it on the moon.
I mean, it's a little bit cringe, but I love it in a way, too.
Yeah.
You just kind of, it's football, man.
This stuff is cheesy. It's cheesy if you and me in the office space, you know, we're getting together at the Monday morning staff meeting. We want our attitude here at G&D. Our attitude is, we'll fight you anywhere. That's our idea. Is, we're going to outwork every single person around. We will fight you anywhere. Here, moon, Mars, doesn't matter. We're fighting. All right. Okay. We're
fighting for ratings.
We're still doing government contracting.
Chris Russell, we'll slap him when he needs. You know, we're not. But it's football.
But in football, you do it.
You fight.
You organize fighting, not the actual fighting that Ron Rivera wanted to get out of the league.
You claw with your fingernails but for like that inch.
Figuratively trying hard. That's the fighting.
This was more on Newmark, on the changes that they made and it exceeding the original expectation.
I'm excited about where we are. You know, I think we're always, like we said, we're always trying to get better. But I'm excited with what we've done. I feel like we've worked really hard. We've done a lot of things in every avenue possible, whether it's free agency, whether it's the draft. I feel like it's a good balance of new and old. You know, I think there's, you know, 22 players from last year's team on this one. So it's some guys that have been here that have shown that they, you know, want to be here and that they've earned a spot on this team. But there's also a lot of new energy and a lot of new excitement, you know, from the outside. So it's a cool blend of existing players and new talent. Overall, like I said, I feel really excited about where we are in the process. Probably we're able to do a little bit more in this 6 months than I thought we were going to be able to in terms of player acquisition. And getting to where I think, you know, we're going to be a fun team to watch. So, it's been a great 6 months. I'm really happy with where we are.
See, that even speaks to maybe them getting to a point where they feel like they're a better team than they thought they'd be able to be coming off the four wins last season.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.